This recording, Oklahoma 4B, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
An early childhood memory. Let's see. Well, coming from the small town that I'm from, I guess probably just participating in the fire department activities. Both my parents were volunteer firemen, and probably just hanging around the fire station and you know, there's always a lot of kids' dreams to become a fireman and stuff, and just being around the trucks and the excitement of everything. That was probably one of the things that really stick out in my mind. Oh, there's been several of them. We've had several wildland fires that were very scary at times, we've also had some structure fires that wiped out half of downtown of Seneca, Missouri, that we helped fight, and that was pretty awesome fire. Oh, it's always, with the crew I have, there's always funny stories. I mean, we could sit here all night and talk about funny stories with them. I got some on there that you just never know what they're going to do or when they're going to do it. But most of it, we try to have fun, but we have to be professional and serious about it at the same time. So, there's always something. I mean, people make up the funniest things, you know, in life. You run into all different types of people, so that's pretty much. When we go out, you just never know what you're going to find. Most of it's just firefighting training, just all kinds of different classes, everything from tying a rope to actual being inside a burning structure and everything in between, not only fires, but also medical-wise and stuff. We're either at least a first responder level or EMT and above, helping people. Just if you're not in it to help people, you're in it for the wrong reasons. Then it's just a thought of being able to go and maybe save someone's life, or you know, help from a fire destroying everything that they own. Mm-hmm. So it's just the thought of helping people. There's different ways depending on the type of fire. We have what we call internal attacks, which we actually go inside the house. Sometimes the house is too dangerous to put a firefighter in, so then we have to do an exterior attack, which we basically fight it from outside the home. You know, there's different trucks we use for different fires. That's basically about it. Basically, water is used as a primary source. You get a petroleum fire, such as gasoline or diesel or something, then we have to use our foam setup and apply foam to it in order to knock the fire out. Forest fires they're very tricky, really. A lot of it depends on humidity and temperatures, and wind speed plays a big role in it. Most of it is just getting out in it and raking and blowing leaves and just trying to beat a path in front of the fire to stop it once it gets to that path.